Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for something to do after Halloween is over? Are you into the strange, bizarre, and unusual? On November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Strange Realities Conference is coming back to Nashville, Tennessee, and streaming online. Come join us for 3 days exploring mysteries, supernatural, the occult, weird history, and more, featuring lectures, presentations, and workshops by Tim Banal, Zach Hunt, Jocelyn Vance, Bryn Collier, Tobias Whalen, Brent Rains, Joshua Kutchen, Kiki Dombrowski, Recluse, Nathan Isaac, Christopher Ernst, Aaron Gulias, David Metcalf, Timothy Renner, Mallory Sawinski, Soraya Azcap, and special guest Steve Berg as your master of ceremonies. Make sure to join us for the fun and informative weekend online and at SIR Nashville November 3rd and 4th and online only November 5th. Tickets are available at strangerealitiesconference.com.
Man, could you feel that anticipation in the air?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was intense.
Yeah, that was like WrestleMania.
For real.
I'm sweating.
Welcome, everybody, to the first Strange Realities Conference 2023 preview episode.
Special live edition of Conspiranormal.
We are going to be doing these for the next few Tuesday nights leading up to the big events on November 3rd, 4th, and 5th of this year, coming up pretty darn soon. So we are starting tonight with an all-star cast of people that have been mainstays for the last few years of the Strange Realities Conference, which you can find tickets at strangerealitiesconference.com. There you go, in case you're wondering. I'll just be putting that up here periodically through the night, but or through the evening. I don't think we're not going to go like all night or anything.
But starts in an hour.
We will start from my point of view. We have Tim Banal.
What's going on, folks?
Famous of Banal of America, which we will talk about the return of that coming up. We have Kiki Dombrowski.
Hi,
Kiki.
Hey.
Here. Good to see everybody.
Good to see you, and we're excited to we're excited to have you with us, Joshua Kutchen, otherwise known as Joshua Kutchen, sometimes. Famous author. We're going to talk a little bit about his fiction book tonight. And last but not least, we have
Bon Jovi.
Steve Berg, otherwise known as Bon Jovi Jovi.
Yes, yes. Hey, I hope everyone had great lunches today.
What did you have?
Well, I'll be honest, because I'm getting over COVID and I have zero taste still. I'm on not at all. The only thing I've been wanting is grape nuts. I've been eating grape nuts for like every meal. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, they have no flavor even when don't have COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, my wife's like, oh, do you want some Thai food or something? I'm like, what's the point? I can't taste it. So like,
it's like the equivalent of an IV drip. Like, just give me an IV drip.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Taste anything. Just, you might as well give me nutrients.
Nutrient bar. It's a. Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off course with lunches.
No biggie, but we're gonna make the announcement right now, because if you listen to Conspiranormal, you probably know this by now, but Steve is going to be the MC this year. He is not speaking, but he is going to be the MC. So he is going to be the constant presence of the first couple of days of Strange Realities Conference.
Yes.
And we are happy to have him do that. Normally, it has been, for the last couple of years, it's been myself and Sir Fiel that have been doing the MC jobs. But this year, we decided that we were going to, what's the term, Sir Fiel? We're going to, like, my mind
pass
is like,
the baton?
Pass the baton to him. We're outsourcing it to
outsource. There you go.
We're outsourcing it to Steve this year for him to be the MC. So,
well, I'll goodness gracious, as I've told you, I am deeply flattered and grateful. I'm super excited. You know, I'm like a little child with this stuff. So I'm going to have a lot of, spastic energy because I'm like genuinely fans of everyone speaking at this thing. So I'm going to be buttering a lot of biscuits, and including you two. So it's nice because like I can like constantly like give you guys praise, like everyone, like, you know, make you guys stand up, raise the roof.
No,
because it's such a wonderful thing. It's my favorite conference in the entire world. So, So this is just gonna be super fun, man. I'm gonna really keep it high energy and let's rock and roll. This is a party. Right. It's a paranormal party, right? So, like,
that's right.
It really is.
Bring the energy. Bring the vibes. There's beer drinking there. It's fun. It's good times. There's no protection.
Yeah. We should say that. We talk about beer drinking. I mean, at SIR, you guys are able to do something that no other people at a paranormal conference can do.
That's true.
Is drink inside the
BYOB.
Yep.
And there's like a refrigerator in there and everything, because SIR is normally used as a band rehearsal space. So they bring in alcohol for the bands, and they bring their own alcohol for the band. So if you want to bring like a 12 pack and enjoy these,
I mean, I think in 2019, I showed up with a fifth of whiskey and just sat back there and got trashed.
Yeah,
it was pretty wild.
I mean, it's nice that you guys provide that kind of like, you know, freedom, like do what you want. You came down here to see some great speakers, like however you need to relax to get yourself in the zone, by all means. That's a way of doing it.
I can't imagine how like well attended more of these conferences would be if it was BYOB, right? You know,
right? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I mean that's like a little known aspect of Strange Realities, just from the fact that we do it at SIR.
Yeah.
Well, I just will say that I think at this point, Strange Realities is like the only conference I actually do. I go to some just to check them out, but just as an attendee. But this is the only one I actually am an active participant in. And really only because I love you guys. We're such good friends, and you've been so gracious to bring me back all these times. This will be like my fourth time in Nashville now, which is crazy.
It wouldn't be the same without you, Tim, for real.
Oh, thanks, man. And honestly, I can honestly say, folks, like, I've been to a million paranormal. This is like the most fun.
It is.
You really have so much fun with all, and it's really communal. Kind of like what Adam was saying. There's beer in the back. It's a real big open space. Everybody's kind of walking around. The speakers aren't like put off to like some side room and you got to go to go meet them and they don't ever interact or whatever. That happens at a lot of conferences. This is like, everyone's just kind of hanging out and mingling and everything. So it's a really cool vibe, that you guys have cultivated at Strange Realities. And then there's a fair amount of downtime too. So a lot of people can hang out, and do fun stuff beyond that. So yeah, it's the most, besides Paramania, it's like the most fun weekend of my years. Strange Realities, because I know we're going to have a good time. I know I'm going to see a whole bunch of old friends, and I know we're going to have a whole bunch of laughs and everything. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun again this year. I'm already really looking forward to it.
And new friends too.
Ooh, oh, Josh.
Yes.
Well, I should say that everybody here is a veteran of Strange Realities now. So Josh and Tim, you guys have been with us since the start, and you've been speaking at every single one of the Strange Realities, including the online one in 2020, which I think we're at like the third year anniversary of that right now, was we did that in like late September, right. And Kiki started with us in 2020. Wasn't able to do 2021. I had to fill in, but yeah, because of COVID. But she did 2020 and 2022, and is now doing this year. And Steve did last year. He spoke last year, mm-hmm. About the weird stuff in Nebraska. So all of you guys are veterans of Strange Realities at this point. And yeah. Should say too, Surfiel spoke last year, and he's going to speak again this year.
Yes.
Which he's actually going to start us off. And
top secret.
Yeah.
Let me just do my first biscuit buttering. See, Surfiel, your talk last year was wonderful.
Appreciate it.
I loved it. And Kiki, also, your workshop, phenomenal.
Thank you.
And yes. Tim, I loved the Yuba 6 stuff. I had never learned
Thank
it.
You.
Josh, thank you. You were there. You were my MVP and my guiding light the entire weekend.
Wow. Yeah. So I was invited last year, and I did the really crappy friend thing of being like, hey, Adam, I got a gig in St. Louis that conflicts on that date, so I'm going to have to bow out. And then that gig fell through, and I had to come up back to Adam and be like, hey, Adam, I'm a crappy friend, but can I still come? So I tried to pull my weight a little bit with a last-minute Q&A roundtable.
You did awesome on the Q&A, dude.
It was so fun.
Yeah, you were great on the Q&A.
Yeah, it worked out really well because we had to make some kind of last-minute
shuffle
because of reasons. And so we had to make a shuffle, and we decided, well, we'll do this Q&A session at the end of Saturday night last year. And Josh stepped up and was the moderator for that, which was
back there on my phone typing in questions.
Yeah, which was really cool that he did that as well. So
that was a lot of fun.
Looks like we've got another guest here.
Uh-oh.
This is Pip playing with me.
I thought I was waiting for someone to pop on. Yeah.
Kiki, I have to say, Pip is A+.
Yeah, she's adorable. I have been volunteering at a shelter, and my volunteer work is cat cuddling.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So
good gig. That's a good gig.
I wish I could get paid for it.
Yeah,
you're just adding. You're gonna live to like 500. That is like so good for you.
I love cats. I'm just leaning into just and embracing the joyous cat lady life. It's
there you go.
Wonderful.
Right on.
Well, one of the highlights for me last year was like we just to sort of get captured. This is sort of like zaniness to this whole fucking weekend. You really have to be there, folks. Like, if you thought about it, I mean, you've seen us on this show a million times talking about this. You got to come to Nashville and check this out.
Yeah.
The city is made for tourists. It's made for visitors. There's tons of other stuff to do, so you can dip out and check out the Parthenon and everything else. The nightlife is outstanding, and we experienced the nightlife back in 2019, and we've all gotten older since then, so like now we're just set. Josh and I were talking about it like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And we're like, Josh is like, I'll bring some lawn chairs. We'll sit out in front of the
that's a great idea.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, we need lawn chairs.
Oh, can I go to Broadway this year?
I can always be dragged out. So you know me, I'm always down to go to any bar. But the highlight for like me last year, like the zaniest of it all, like while the online presentation was going on, we went to this graveyard, and Kutch was like enamored with this hole in a tree. Remember?
there was a tree. There was a like creature that went into a hole in a tree. Hand to God.
I know. I was right next to you. I believe you. We looked for it.
Yeah.
We were throwing
rocks into the hole in the tree, trying to coax the creature back out.
Like legitimately. Going
to like Cheney Fork Wild Animal Restaurant Kingdom, and it was this weird, super greasy, like, just to eat.
There is a certain, like, spontaneity that I always associate with this conference. And, you know, it's set it's set a little bit later this year, which I'm really looking forward to. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler temperature wise, and like it'll be deeper into fall. And of course, you know, as I've been going to great lengths to explain to people nowadays, like Halloween is not the end of spooky season; it's the start of spooky season. Yeah, so
right.
And just to wrap it up, then at some point, I don't remember when, but I think we were coming out of the restaurant or we had gotten ice cream. And all of a sudden, like, Kiki, like, fucking rolls up in her car. And she's like, I got a cat.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, I adopted a cat.
Yeah.
It was with this cat and fucking just blew out of town. And it was like, that's the coolest. That's the coolest exit I think I've ever seen. That was awesome. It
really was.
This is as witchy as it gets. I just got a cat. I'm going to drive it to the ocean now. We're going to go do some rituals. Bye.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The hotel wouldn't let me keep a cat there overnight.
You know what? Shut him down.
Well, I hope you guys get to meet Bert this year because I said that you're all, you know, his uncles. You know,
Bert's great. I love Bert.
Bring Bert along.
And grumpy, but he's very cuddly. I don't know.
Oh. He's the best.
Grumpy and cuddly sounds like Adam Sane right there.
There you go.
Thanks.
But yet, there's always adventures to be had, Bill. And I always, like, I feel like every time Strange Realities happens, there's stories. Like, we create stories that we bring up and we remember and we share again and exchange with each other and have a good laugh about. So I'm just looking forward to creating more stories this year with you guys and maybe going to the zoo.
Yeah, maybe going to the zoo. Josh and I have been on a 3-year odyssey to get to the Bell Witch Cave.
I would like to go. True. Last year, did it get rained out? What happened last year?
It got
year?
Rained out. We were like so close to going on the Sunday, and then like it started raining, and then
I was so bummed.
It starts raining, they like shut down. So we were
hopefully we can find a moment to do that. I would like to go.
One year it was closed because it was like pandemic. Hang on, you know,
this, sort of they still may have some Halloween stuff going on. I'm not sure. We're gonna have to check, but yeah, it's a real active time for them. Should be this time.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween's on a Tuesday, so
yeah, this is
they may be doing things. Sorry, Kiki, I didn't mean to sip over you.
I was just gonna say, I looked on the site. I was trying to figure out if they're open past Halloween, but one thing I did notice was that they host like private lantern tours. So okay, Josh.
I'm excited. Yeah, that's cool. I'll make it happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Josh and I are down.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know anything about the Bell Witch. And I think we've got some Bell Witch scholars here.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see it.
But yeah, I mean, all this just goes to show that there's this like other side to the conference. There's this conference within a conference, and that's, you know, just this really fun socializing and connecting and sharing with everybody. Yeah. And, you know,
yeah,
someone like Steve can come in for 1 year and already feels like he's family. So that's the type of stuff that, you know, goes on behind the scenes.
And I remember the hang last year, like the hang itself alone after the lectures were done was a full 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like we stood for 8 hours in front of the hotel every night. Mind-boggling. You
know, now it's so weird because I've literally never like done like so much parking lot partying. It's like we're a bunch of fish heads, you know, like at fish concerts. We have like a paranormal lot scene, man.
or it's like being back in high school, you know. Let's all go over to the Walmart parking lot.
At first, like the first time we did this, I'm like, this is weird, man. I feel like we're getting in trouble. And the hotel people didn't care. Then, like by night two, I couldn't wait to get to the parking lot. I'm like, oh, that's my safe space.
Well, yeah, the lawn chairs this time for sure.
I will say this, and I feel like I probably should have asked you all this before this started, but like I have some friends coming in for the conference, right? And I just recommend, I go, you have to stay at the hotel because it's kind of like you're staying where the after party is.
Yeah.
But I feel like one of the things about, you know, conferences like this, it's like when I grew up going to conferences and still do, you don't have access to the speakers. And I feel like that's kind of part of the ticket, right? When you buy this ticket, it's like, well, not only do you get to see these great lectures, but like you get to go up to Josh Cutchin and ask him about this one part in the Trojan Feast, or, you know, you get to talk about Tim. I mean, like, it's, you get to go up to Kiki and like ask her specific questions about tarot, you know, like as a fan of this kind of stuff, like this doesn't exist anywhere else. And so for me, like, I would want to stay and like participate in the after hours, because like that, it really is like the conference, like you said, Sir Field, doesn't really stop at 10 o'clock when lectures are over. It's like, all right, now part two begins. And part two is just as good.
Well, and there's a lot of hotels right in the immediate vicinity. What is, what's the hotel this year, Adam?
It's the same as last year. So
Best
it's,
Western Music Valley.
No, not that one. Fairfield Inn and Suites.
Fairfield Inn, Music Valley. But if you stay at anything around that immediate area, it's safe and walkable, and you'll be able to come
close to the airport too. If you're in
It's like in the Opryland area.
There's like three or four hotels right next to each other.
Plenty of restaurants.
Yeah.
I think we should make go karts happen this year, though.
That would be huge. Yeah.
In fact, on the site, there's a map that has pinpoints where the hotel is, and then it's a Google map, so it shows where other hotels are.
Right.
So you guys can
go
to Strange Realities. Go to StrangeRealitiesConference.com and you can see that. Go to lodging and you can see that there.
Yeah, I if I was buying a ticket coming in from out of town, I would 100% want to stay in that general area, because it really I love that the party continues. It's just the after hours. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's not just the after hours too. It's also like the fucking next morning. It's like who's stumbling down the lobby, bedraggled. Like, it's like
who is Tim? Who is?
one of my memories last year was that we're all standing outside. This was on Sunday night. I think it was Sunday night. Yeah, we're all standing outside on Sunday night. And all of a sudden, like, all these, like, band kids start getting
marching
off, like,
bands.
These, like,
buses.
You know? And apparently Banal gave him a pep talk.
Yes. Yeah.
I walked into the go to use the bathroom in the lobby. And I'll readily admit, I'd probably had at that point 755 Modelos. And I walked by Banal talking to like three kids and a parrot, like literally like giving him life advice. It's like, well, if you're going to play the trombone, play it better than anyone else. Like, don't pussyfoot around. I'm like, what is going on here? It's like Buttermaker from the Bad News Bears.
It was wild. It was fun.
Well, and didn't one of the Dukes of Hazzard cars roll up last year?
Yeah. It's randomly. It was like, it was just weird. All kinds of weird shit happened. So if you're, for the folks, I mean, Nashville is pretty drivable too. So people who are like, if you can drive to Nashville in, you know, a few hours, you gotta come, folks. You really do. You will have so much fun. I guarantee you will have fun. And, you know, I know a lot of people who might want to fly in. It's like I said, Nashville's super accommodating for visitors and shit. I think it's like the biggest city for like bachelorette parties or something like that, or it's sort of like the southern Vegas or something. I guess New Orleans would be the southern Vegas, but it's sort of like that. It's like very, you know, they're geared towards people coming into town and shit. So, you know, if you haven't been to Nashville before, this is the perfect excuse, perfect opportunity, you know, to make the move and see these awesome speakers, see the awesome conference, and you know, and there'll be plenty of downtime to do your own thing too. So check it out. Be sure to do it.
We're all magnets for weird shit. So you come hang out. I guarantee you one of us will do something that you'll remember in a positive way.
Yes.
Yes.
And there is a lot to do in Nashville. It is a fun city, and there's such good food here. Like every time like we all get together, we start talking about stuff to do. I'm like, oh, where should we go have food? Like I have like all these ideas start rolling through my head. Like, oh, we should go, you know, like I still want to go get donuts with everybody. I still want to, you know, the donut place, Five Daughters. I think about it every year. I'm like, why haven't we gone yet? Those donuts are so good.
Oh, I want.
Yeah, we could go on Sunday. Well, for whoever stumbles down on Sunday morning.
I'll be there. I don't miss breakfast.
These guys know. I'll go. I can go all night, and I'll be up at like sunrise.
You are resilient. You are resilient.
Yeah. We've experienced this, Tim.
Tim, you're definitely, you've got this like great positive energy. You know, just like, inciting excitement and making people.
We're gonna have so much fun. I'm really.
You're a fun cheerleader. You know.
Oh, thank you.
So. Yeah. Let's talk about what everybody is going to be talking about at the conference, because one of the things that that we do is, of course, you know, I think most conferences probably do this, but you know, we let you guys choose your own topics. But with this conference, like you're getting like a wide variety of topics that deal mm-hmm. with, I guess, the overarching theme of paranormal or mysteries or whatever, you know, and it's kind of just like what Serfiel and I do on Conspiranormal. And so we'll start with you, Kiki, what you're going to talk about at the conference.
Sure. I'm going to talk about tarot. I'm planning on doing a tarot workshop of some kind. So I've been really obsessed with the idea of like portals in the imagery of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And so I kind of, I'm leaning towards that, but you know, like I don't want to do like a, this is what this card means kind of workshop. Like I want to do something where people are really interacting with the imagery and really, you know, deeply kind of like going beyond just like, oh, this tarot card means I'm going to get a job offer or that twin flame of mine is going to eventually call me back. Or, you know, I want to make it like an experience where people connect with the tarot in a way that helps them deepen their understanding of themselves, but also maybe connect with or explore the mysteries of the universe that we can't see from, you know, just this third dimensional experience. So something along those lines should be interesting to try and wrap that up in 60 minutes, but we'll do our best.
Yeah. And last year you did an experiential presentation as well, like a workshop. We really like including those. Oh. It really breaks up the big blocks of lectures and is a lot of fun audience participation. So really looking forward to that.
I loved your workshop last year. Like loved it. I thought it was so much fun. I broke out my Twin Peaks tarot cards too.
Yeah.
Unsealed them there. Yes. I was very excited about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Your thing was awesome, though. I can't wait, Kiki.
Thank you. Do you want to encourage everyone to bring their decks this time as well? Or?
Yeah, you know, you could bring them, and then I have a stash. A little bit of a collector. So I'll have extra on hand in case anybody wants to, you know, work with tarot, or maybe they don't understand that. And there's actually a really wonderful metaphysical store not far from where our conference is, where if you wanted to, you can actually go there and they have sample decks where you can look at every single deck and decide which one you are most attracted to. That might be a place everybody wants to go visit too.
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah. It is a cool idea.
It's a really fun, it's called, I'll just plug them. I mean, like they're called Aroma G's. I'm actually taking a class there on Saturday.
That's not the place we went to, is it? We went to a place. Okay. No. I didn't think so.
Aroma G's field, great. I want a field trip there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys would love it. I've always felt really welcome there, and they've got the coolest collection of stuff, huge collection of books. But the tarot, you know, just to kind of go back, like if people are in town and they're like, you know what, I want a new tarot deck, or I need to figure out what deck I want to use for this class, I'm ready. Like that's the place to go, because I love that, because like if you go online and you're like, oh, I think I kind of like this deck, you could look at like three images and you have to try and decide if that's the deck that's right for you. The nice thing is if you go to the shop, you can play with everything.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so awesome.
They have a lot of cool stuff. And they have lots of tea. So if y'all are tea drinkers like me, it's very delightful. Yeah. So anyways, tarot. I'll be talking tarot.
Nice. Awesome. In a workshop.
Yeah. Right.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, very cool. And last year, like you did, it was on different kinds of divination. Right?
Yeah. So right. I think I'm just honing in on the divination that I've been writing about, which is tarot. My next book is going to be on tarot specifically. So let's just, you know, focus in on that. And plus, I think a lot of people are very familiar with tarot. People are really curious about tarot, and I want people to come to the class, whether you've been reading for 20 years or for 20 minutes, get something from it and feel that you have a, you know, a connection to it, and realize that, you know, some people are going to feel really comfortable with it after 20 minutes, or it might take years and years and years before you feel, you know, ready to share, you know, that gift, I guess. So anyways, it'll be fun. We'll have a good time. We'll do some witchy stuff. Some, maybe we'll, you know, in the new book, I thought of everybody at this, at Strange Realities. Like, I came up with a tarot spread that was like extraterrestrial communication, and like just coming up with like different spreads to like do stuff that's totally out of the ordinary. I think that a lot of people, when they think of tarot, they think like, I just want to know what's going to happen tomorrow or a week from tomorrow, you know, like it's not just that. Like, tarot can be this really evolutionary experience. It could, you know, I always say it's a portable temple.
Yeah. Mm.
Very cool.
Let's have fun with it.
Awesome. And what time is that going to be, Adam?
That'll be on Saturday afternoon. That'll be at, Kiki, you'll be 2:10 to 3:10.
I'm going to write that down.
Wow, nice. So exact. All I keep thinking about right now, when she mentioned that place, Kutch's, I just keep replaying. Kutch and I went to one of those places, and then afterwards we went to some place, a brewery, and we got food, and we were with Zach Farr, who's a friend of ours, a friend of, I think, everybody on the panel. Kiki may not have met Zach Farr yet, but he's kind of a... He's around a lot of these events. He's a paramaniac. And poor Zach Farr had these brand new glistening white sneakers.
Yep, I remember that.
And he's unflappable. He's always just like this, just perfect, like zen. And the guy brings out the hot dog and like drops it, and it splatters fucking mustard all over his gorgeous brand new white shoes.
Suede. White suede shoes.
Suede. Yeah. Ooh, so
ouchie.
Yeah, it was just so, and oh God, it was like the angriest I've seen Zach Farr, and he's still like barely raised his voice. He's just like, oh man, this is not good. This is not good.
Bring your wreck around shoes to Nashville, man. You
that's right. Rubber sleeves.
Exactly. There's going to be debris flying around.
Oh man.
So
going to be there, be at the conference this year.
Zach Farr will not be at the conference. No, he was there in 2021. Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. Hopefully, he'll be watching live. He'll be watching from from home. So,
yeah. And to everyone who's not going to be able to attend in real life, I know we're going on and on about the other secret side of the conference, but it's going to be great to watch streaming too. We always have a lot of fun and interact with those people watching online. Even the workshop and more experiential ones like Kiki's will be filmed well, so that you can participate at home, and we'll let you know everything that you need to participate in any of those.
Yeah.
I got to give these guys credit. They do a first class job of running this. I don't envy them, because it is stressful. You can see it on their faces during the weekend. It's like watching NASA. They have like 8 different computers and
chain smoking in the corner.
Adam's got sleeves rolled up.
Single bead of sweat.
It's that intense. And Ren's running around like with wires and shit. And it's just like, it's really intense, but everything goes off without a hitch and generally.
These guys
do an awesome job.
As a person who enjoyed it online the year before, because I think it was during the pandemic.
Yeah,
I loved it. I mean, it was like a big event for me. I remember really thinking about the food I was going to have around me for like the 2 days. Enjoyed some nice cocktails, but it was just such a great production, you know. So yeah, if you can't be there in person, the online deal, oh yeah, it's great.
So
the conversation is super active online too. So you're going to be able to have all sorts of discussions with other viewers, and a lot of times the presenters get in there too and comment. And if you tag them and ask a question, they'll answer you. So it's a very interactive experience. And the benefit of being from watching it from home is you could be in your pajamas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we could be in our pajamas too if we want.
Yeah, I think
no one judges.
to reiterate for everyone, because I think there might be a little confusion that, like, so the whole conference is online, all of it, but the third and the fourth, those 2 days, Friday night, so all day Saturday, that is at SIR, and you can watch it online. The next day, Sunday the 5th, Guy Fawkes Day, that we will be doing just purely online. So I will be here doing it from here, and Serfiel or Ren will be with me, one of the two, and we'll be just broadcasting those speakers that you see, the six speakers that you can see behind us, which is Timothy Renner, David Metcalf, Chris Ernst, Aaron Gullius, Michael Hughes, and Soraya. So they will be speaking on Sunday the 5th, but the entire thing is online, and that's only $30 to watch online, guys. I mean, it's like 3 days basically.
It's free, basically.
Right, yeah. Right. And to entice that, obviously, if you can't make it to Nashville, get the streaming. But if you're to entice anyone who's still on the fence, like, I don't know, I'm going to go to Nashville. The cool part is we're going to be all speaking Friday night, Saturday. We're free on Sunday, and we're already kicking around crazy ideas. Like I said, we were talking about Bellwitch, maybe the zoo or something. So if you're coming to the conference, you know, just you're free to come along with us. I mean, I can't make any guarantees. We only have so many cars or whatever, but it's like, hey, yeah. We might just be like, ask us, what are y'all doing tomorrow or whatever? And we'll be like, oh, we're going to Bellwitch, we're going to the zoo, whatever, you know? So it's like, it's very communal. The whole weekend is a very communal experience. And there's a lot of room for adventure, even for the people who are attendees. So, like, if you're coming into town, you're like, ah, these guys are going to hang out in the parking lot. You're welcome. You are welcome to join us. You are welcome to come and hang out and be a part of the crew and go on adventures with us. So,
just listening to it, though, it's so fun that we're enticing people. Like, dude, you're so welcome to come hang out in the parking lot. It's not something you hear very much.
And anyone who comes to the live conference can also go back and watch anything that they missed. So if you want to hang out Sunday when the streaming presentations are, you can catch them when you get back home.
Yeah, and I don't go to too many conferences these days, but I'll be going to one this coming weekend. But I don't know if that applies to like a lot of these conferences. Like, I don't know if you go to like the MUFON Symposium or something, for example. Like, I think if you take a late lunch and you miss the first speaker after lunch, I think you're pretty much shit out of luck. Like, I don't think they have that. I don't think have it available. You can watch it when you get back to the hotel that night or whatever. But with Strange Realities, that's definitely the case. So, you know, that takes kind of a lot of pressure off. I've been to conferences where it's like, shit, hurry up. We got to finish lunch. We're going to miss Dan Friedman. Come on.
That's why I'm telling people that have bought a ticket for the live portion. So I'm telling them, go ahead and get in the Facebook group. Or if you don't want to join, you don't want to use the Facebook, we got another option. So, you know, we'll take care of that. But go ahead and get in there so you don't miss those things on Sunday. Or if you miss something on Friday or Saturday, you can go back and watch that later. So either way.
And Kutchin and I usually on Sunday morning during Strange Realities, we usually go to the skate park pretty early before everyone's there and drop some pretty sick kickflips and no complies and stuff. So if you want, we will. You are welcome to watch or join us in some skateboarding.
There is a skate park not too far away from there. Just FYI.
But the Two Rivers one?
The Two Rivers one, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
So, Tim, let's talk about talk about at Strange Reality.
All right. Well, it's kind of on the fence right now. Last year was like my I'm trying to think of a good example. Like when a comedic actor like tries to do a serious movie or something. That was kind of my
crossover
against type. Yeah. Or it was like, now I'm doing a Christian rock album instead of my normal ska or whatever. Yeah. So it was like,
it was your punch drunk love.
Exactly. Here you go. That's it. It was my punch drunk love. Because last year I did the Yuba County Five. It was about these five mentally handicapped guys who mysteriously wound up off on a mountain, and four of them died, and one of them went missing, and it was a tragic tale That was like really, there was no, you could not mine a laugh out of that. I didn't even try. There was nothing funny about it. It's a sad story. So that was, oh, we lost Kutch. There he is.
I just need to step away for a moment. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So that was kind of, yeah, that was kind of my punch drunk love. And it was like, oh, I guess I was trying to prove it to myself in a way where it was like, I'm going to expand my repertoire here and try and show that I can do something that's a little less, serious and not less, lot funny. So I think this year I'm going to go back to the Badal style. I'm going to do something light. I'm going to do something amusing. I have a really big idea that Adam and I have been kicking around, but we can't really announce it just yet. I need to make sure that it can be done. So I don't know if Adam, I don't know if he's told you, Surfiel, or not. So
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to, okay. So I got to make sure that this could actually, it was sort of like, hey, Adam, what if I did this? And I'm like, I think I could do this, but I got to actually like do the work. And once I know for sure, I'm being very vague, but I think once I know for sure, or I might have to tweak it a little bit to what we were kind of having talking about, but I really would like to do this. So I may have like a big thing. I may have a small presentation, then a big thing that could be like audience interactive and shit and a lot of fun, I think. But as far as like a topic goes, I haven't really gotten anything quite yet. Although if I think I may, like, gun to my head right now, I would say probably maybe something like wacky cryptids. Whether or not we end up working with Jackalope Brewery, I'm trying to talk Adam into getting Jackalope to like somehow be involved with the event. But if whether that happens or not, I may end up like doing like Jackalope, Squonk, some of the weirder, goofier,
cryptids. A Squonk?
Yes, a Squonk.
It's Tim's favorite cryptid.
Yeah.
It's every time I see a Squonk, I text Tim.
Yeah, it's like this little four-legged, looks like a pig kind of with like droopy skin, and it's supposed to live in the wilderness of Pennsylvania. And the story is the Squonk is aware of its ugliness. So the Squonk is always crying because of how ugly it is. Yeah, it's like adorable. It's like this adorable little, like a hairless like puppy or something. It's kind of what it looks like. It's like the skin is all droopy and shit. And he's like crying all the time. And I heard like part of the legend is like if you capture the Squonk and like they would capture it and put it in a bag and it like dissolves in its own tears. So like when they open the bag, the Squonk is gone. So there it is.
Oh my god,
it's so sad.
I think it's cute. I love the Squonk.
It is. It's adorable. Yeah, yeah. That's the Squonk, and see, he's crying because he's aware of his own repulsiveness. So he's like, "I'm so ugly," and it's like, "No, dude, you're awesome." Someone needs to build the Squonk back up. Like someone needs to.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard they have a Squonk Fest now, so there is a conference. A weekend festival. Yeah, in Pennsylvania, devoted to the Squonk. So I'm thinking if I was, I would probably say wacky cryptids and then this big idea that I have, if we can pull it off. So, and I can't say much more. I'm not going to say what it is because if it doesn't happen, everyone's going to be like, oh, that would have been awesome if you did that thing you said. So we'll wait. And if I should know within the next like couple weeks, I'm going to be all tied up this weekend. So next week I'll be able to sit down, get online and sort of do the research I need and be like, all right, Adam, we can do this.
I just remembered your big idea. And if you can pull it off, it'll be very, very good. Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be really a lot of fun.
Are you, I hope it involves you on wires. I'm imagining something with pyrotechnics in
close to it.
Badal is gonna drop from the stage.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
He's gonna be lowered down.
Yeah. Oh, great! I love it.
Well, I really
so that's it. I mean, yeah. So. Oh, go ahead.
Your presentation last year was fascinating. It was really.
Oh, thank you.
So. Look forward to however you delight us this year.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try and make people laugh one way or the other. So it'll be a light sort of. I think it's kind of wraps up the end of the Friday night. So it'll be good. We'll have a lot of fun. So
one of the
I'll bring the madness.
One of the YouTube viewers says there is a Genesis song called Squonk that is about the creature.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, it's also in a Steely Dan lyric, too.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, Kiki, go ahead.
So say, what's his name? Phil Collins. Doesn't he believe that he was a reincarnated, reincarnation from something with the Alamo? Can somebody verify that? Because I thought there was a story that he went to go see a psychic medium, and the psychic told him that he, in a past life, was a participant at the Alamo. And so
all
now
right.
He lives in Texas.
What?
No idea.
I love this.
That's a hot take.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and choose to believe this.
Just believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good.
It's your headcanon now.
Yeah. Wow. You need that for the 2024 presentation.
So is the Squonk international then? Because I mean, like Genesis, they're a bunch of UK lads. I mean, they're like, hey, we should write a song about this cryptid from Pennsylvania. I mean, like anything could happen. I love that. But
it came about in a famous book. And Kutch may know the title better than I, but it's like Wondrous Creatures of the Hinterlands. And it was like written in like either the late 1800s or the early 1900s. And it's kind of like bullshit.
Lumberjack stories. Creatures. Yeah.
Yeah. Lumberjack creatures. Yeah. There's a bunch of them that are like, but the Squonk is like the weirdest one of them all. It's like the weirdest cryptid out there as far. Like, I don't think I've heard of anything quite as just outright strange as that one with a weird little backstory too. I'm looking up this Phil Collins thing.
I tried to add
a link. I don't know if it worked with our little studio chat.
I'm going to read the heck out of that after this. Whew, delicious.
But that goes to show, like, we have a lot of fun, and we might have like some seriously heady and intellectual discussions and presentations, but then like there's plenty of humor too. So you get your high and low brow and extremes at Strange Realities.
Yeah,
yes, you get to ascend and get crowned.
And we should say too that. Tim, you will be speaking. You will be ending the night. Usually,
on Friday,
you start Friday, but on 8:40 to 9:40. That is your time period. Uh-huh. So that we may do the special secret event that we have been discussing. We will see.
Yeah.
So
we'll figure it out.
Bruce says that Phil Collins is a collector of Alamo artifacts, but not sure about the psychic medium thing.
Hi, Bruce.
Yo, Bruce.
Bruce. We're going to miss you, Bruce.
I know.
We will miss you, Bruce.
I love Bruce.
Bruce and I spent a lot of time in the car together. We got to know each other pretty well and driving all the way to Massachusetts. So.
Heart of gold, that man. Sharp cat.
So, Josh, you will be finishing up Saturday night. You are like, I made you the headliner of this thing this year.
Nice.
Oh boy. sorry to disappoint.
Oh yeah, right.
I will be doing a talk that is an expanded version of my essay for Jack Hunter's anthology Deep Weird about new ways to understand high strangeness and. Of my presentation, I know I'm frozen on the screen. Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't know what's going on. Tech issues. The central conceit of my idea is that if you take a look at high strangeness cases, and of course it's just an excuse to shove in some of my favorite high strangeness stuff, right? But if you look at certain high strangeness cases, there are things about these experiences that seem to reflect cinematic best practices in terms not only of sort of the structure in which it's presented, but also the content and things like camera work. And the idea is that these experiences have such an effect on people, and we know that these cinematic techniques are usually techniques of disorientation with specific emotions. You know, they're designed to elicit certain reactions in the viewer. That perhaps there's some sort of metaposition intelligence that's using those same parameters to generate an effect in the witness. So what I'm really excited about is, you know, writing about this is kind of difficult, but you know, when I have an actual presentation to go with, I can you know, shove it full of gifts and all that sort of stuff too. So yeah.
Awesome.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited. And it's kind of keeps on brand with this sort of recent turn that I've had towards fiction. So I think I figured out why I'm lagging. My computer does this thing where it suddenly doesn't register that it's charging. I'm at 6%. So if you lose me, I'll come back stronger than ever, but that might happen. Looks like it's doing better now. So
you're good now.
I want to add too, Josh, please talk about your book, The Old Ways Never Died, because I have been reading it the last few days since I'm just doing this now. We're just going to be doing this for the next few weeks with Conspiranormal. Don't have any books to read for the show, so I'm reading your book. I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and read it.
Fair enough. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. The way that my close friends and family have reacted to me writing a fictional novel, you'd think that I'd never written a book at all. Like, it's like, oh, you wrote a real book this time. Okay.
right.
And, you know, but it was, oh man, where to even begin in such a short amount of time here? It's about a musician who is isolated in 2020, and he begins to realize that there's something else on his property that might be more than human. He sort of has to figure out why it's there and sort of the repercussions that it has for both his family's past and his own future. And, you know, if you follow my work, you can probably guess what the central antagonists are of the story, but it was a good way to shove in a lot of, you know, ideas that I don't get to discuss elsewhere to sort of indulge myself and write, you know, a little bit more descriptive prose. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, one thing that I was really committed to was telling a story where, you know, I'm a big fan of what Jordan Peele has been doing with horror in terms of the monsters in those films. I mean, yeah, there's the monster, but there's also the underlying monster as well that speaks to, you know, societal ills and the human condition and things like that. So I wanted to do something that sort of had that extra layer underneath it all. And, you know, I also really tried to make it a point to capitalize on my interest in cinema again, in terms of structuring a story that's was well-paced and sort of would drag people along. I did it for me. And I am, I'm pleased with the result, and I've been getting really good feedback, and, I'll have plenty of copies. I bought way too many copies. I'll have plenty of signed personalized copies that'll be there. But yeah, it's kind of funny. I didn't really realize that I'd sort of taken this. I didn't realize that I'd pivoted like I have towards fiction until I looked at this essay that I did for Dr. Hunter and this Fairy Films essay collection, that I put together, which I'll also have copies of, and then a novel. And then, you know, halfway through the novel, I was like, oh, I'm really into fiction these days. But I think that sort of stems from a natural place in terms of my own interpretation of these phenomena, which is that the line between fact and fiction is so blurred in these cases. And I think that we kind of have conceptualized that incorrectly along the same lines that we've conceptualized physical and non-physical phenomena incorrectly. And so I just think it kind of was a natural progression for me to sort of take this little detour. I'm back in the saddle with some other projects in terms of like being much more like my older work. But this was a nice little change of pace because, you know, what the hell do you do after Ecology of Souls? You just write a novel, I guess, do something completely different, you know? So anyway, Adam picked up a copy about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago now. So
Never died.
Them old ways. Yeah. It's set in Appalachia. And you know, fittingly enough with Strange Realities being after, being taking place after Halloween. One of those things that I was trying to do in the book, you know, you think about all these, this great media that you have that's set around Halloween and spooky Halloween. I'm like, well, can't we get some other good media, you know, literature, film, et cetera, that's like set in that spooky period after Halloween? Like, let's expand spooky season. So,
I really like that 2-week period between like Halloween and when you kind of got to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
That,
yeah,
as long as it's not an election, then that's a whole different kind of thing.
But it's so frustrating because, you know, as someone who's into this stuff, it's like all of your interests align with everyone else's interests during October, and then like an overdue sneeze, it just goes away, and you're like, well, it's still the same season. Like, what's happening? The most important sort of climactic parts of the book are set in November. So it's kind of a November spooky story.
That's nice.
So well, come to Strange Realities and stay spooky.
Stay spooky.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
November is the best. November is such a good month. Oh, it's cozy. You feel those cool and crisp nights. And yeah, I still think that there's that lingering feeling of just this like, yeah, connection with the etheric. It goes beyond Halloween. It goes and Samhain, depending on who you talk to, they'll tell you it's on like November 5th or 6th, you know.
Right.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, and it's that sort of progression towards the darkest night of the year. So I'm all about lumping Christmas time into that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it an old tradition too, where Christmas was the time you told ghost stories?
Yeah.
That's like when you think of like Scrooge and all the ghosts, and you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to bring back Christmas ghost stories.
Yeah. If I ever am foolish enough to write another bit of fiction, I will. I intend on setting it at Christmas, because Christmas is the veil is thinning real hard. Then, you know.
It seems that Halloween is only the beginning, and it's something that runs through Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then to like what is like traditionally like Twelfth Night is the beginning of. That's the beginning of first, like the carnival season.
Right, it's the turnaround. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, like Timothy Renner, I think you put it well in one of the Strange Familiars episode. He said Christmas is the time for ghosts.
Yeah.
It's right. Just not necessarily like Halloween. And like that's the beginning of that period.
Well, and yes, but and especially in the Northern Hemisphere, if you go outside on like a cold night around Christmas, like it's so cold and dark, and just in a lot of places it's quiet, and it just feels it's got that sort of just je ne sais quoi about it. Yeah,
Snowy silence.
Yeah,
that quiet after it snowed. It's really
it's Oz effecty. Yeah.
It is Oz effecty. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
We just passed the equinox, so now, and I'm really starting to feel that like fall is here, and it's starting to really come.
Did you have a pumpkin spice latte yet? That's when it's really
not cool. Yet. Not
oh, yet. I'm on like my fifth bottle of pumpkin spice creamer. I am ooh. All oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea. Pumpkin spice creamer. I didn't know they made that.
Yeah, I there was a buy one get one at a discount today. So I ooh. At Target. So I did that. Yeah, I'm all about the pumpkin spice. Like. I'm half surprised that I'm not wearing a vest and some Uggs at this point, because I'm so into the pumpkin spice. So yeah, all about the
temperature
it.
Temperature hasn't caught up with that yet here in the South, but in November it will. You can wear your cozy Uggs then.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you would pull them off too.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying, Kutch in a vest and Uggs. I'm like, yep.
Oh, yeah. Works. Yeah.
That tracks. I'm into it.
Now you. Kiki and Adam and Surfiel, well, probably Kutch too, because he's down in Georgia, but you guys are right in Nashville, so you would know. What should we expect weather-wise? Generally, what's the temperature like? Because I imagine it's still kind of warm.
It'll probably be about the same, because it's only about 3 weeks later than we're normally doing it. It might be a little cooler, but it'll probably be about the same.
I would think though that the humidity would have tapered off a bit by then. Already right now down here, the humidity is significantly different than it has been in the last month. Yeah. Yeah. It's not saying much, you know, but it's better.
It's better.
I just remembered going when we got there for your house for Paramania, just like everybody was talking about the heat wave in New England.
Yeah.
It was like 90 degrees, and I'm just like, this is normal for me, man. Like, isn't it?
It was awful, dude. It had been like 75 degrees like for the last 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you guys showed up, it was like this unbearable heat. And I was like, fuck.
Well,
Steve, I want to talk to you a little bit about what people can expect from the MC.
Whoa, man. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of excitement. I'm an energy guy. I can't really help it, especially when I'm, you know, passionate and excited about what I'm talking about. And I love all these speakers and I love the whole vibe of the thing. So, I mean, like, while I obviously, you know me, I take the stuff very seriously, but I do like to have fun. So I may throw in a couple like, hey, what's the deal with all the soil samples? You know, stuff like that. So I'm kidding. I might, though. I might actually throw in some stand-up little, you know, every once in a while when it's appropriate. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just really thrilled to do it, and I love everyone. The thing is, I feel like I have a personal connection, and even if I don't, I know all the speakers' work. So I don't know. I just want to be the guy who really talks the person up, gives people a little tidbit, and, you know, brings the energy, because these people put a lot That's of right. work into this stuff. So, like, I don't know. I don't think they want a sleepy crowd. I think they want, you know, someone go, all right, man, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to interact. It's okay to be excited about, you know, what you're watching, because it's going to be some great stuff. So,
well, you know, Steve, in terms of someone who is well suited to the MC job, I honestly don't know if I've met anyone half as enthusiastic about these topics as you are.
Yeah, you're great.
There's this childlike glee that sort of just is this shot in the arm whenever I'm around you regarding these topics. So, you know, sometimes we tend to get cynical about, you know, communities, or cynical about, you know, the specific phenomena themselves or what's happening with disclosure or whatever. And Steve, you're always just like, you know, just so enthusiastic. I feed off of your energy. I'm an energy vampire. And well, you're my energy Renfield.
My goal is to every speaker, you know, right before they are about to take the podium or the mic, is I'm filling up their tank with some unleaded, you know, right before they go. You guys are topped off. I, you know, check the oil, window wiper fluid's good to go. Go. Do your thing. So, I mean, thank you, Josh. I do appreciate it. I do love this stuff so much. And I also view it as, like, such a privilege, even personally, to get, you know, be afforded the time to read about this stuff and look into it and have time to go to these things. So it's like the privilege is not lost on me. I'm so grateful I get to examine weird stuff and make it a big part of my life. It's just like, what a fun way to live. What a fun lens to live your life through.
That's what it's all about.
I agree, man.
All right. Surfiel, do you want to share what you're going to be talking about? You're starting the whole thing. You're starting the whole thing off.
It's going to be Nashville based. So it'll be a good way to start. I don't have a working title yet, but it's going to have a lot of my personal explorations into Nashville history and weirdness, and be a good start for anyone in Nashville to follow up on any of those mysteries and go check them out yourself.
That sounds awesome.
Nice.
Yep.
So people can, if they're new to Nashville, or if they don't know about these things, they can go check that out that weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. All that
stuff's gonna be pretty accessible.
That's so smart to put you up so early. So that's great. And I will say, Surf was so nice to show us around some sites in Nashville, and it was a real treat because the dude knows what he's talking about. And so, plus you're passionate about it. It's so fun to hear you talk about this stuff. I love, like, little localized, learning about little localized areas. So for me, this is like heaven.
Yeah, hopefully, just trying to make it translate right now. A lot of it's you know, personal stuff that I'm trying to make more universal narrative for people to follow, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Can you give us just a sneak peek of a place you may discuss? Because I'm so curious.
Oh probably some stuff around Mount Olivet Cemetery, where we all went last year. Stuff around the Jesse James gang, and their stint in Nashville and what that's related to historically too. There's several sites there that you can check out. You know, maybe go look for some treasure. So yeah, it should be
all right.
Real fun. Go on a treasure hunt. That sounds like fun.
God,
there's Bert, by the way. If you talk about Bert earlier,
Bert,
there he is. Realities, baby.
Look how handsome he is. He's a Strange Realities miracle.
He is. Yep. He's a Strange Reality
out of chaos,
forever the mascot.
All right. Well, before we get going, and I want to thank all you guys for being a part of this, but Tim, I know that you have announcement that you're bringing the show back.
Yeah, well, we announced it like a couple weeks ago, but I got out over my skis. I think I was partially in haste, paramania haste, which was the last Sunday of the big weekend, and prematurely announced any return date. But All America's coming back very soon. We've got a few episodes in the can. We got a few more scheduled. I'm taking a page out of Steve's book because when he rolled out his podcast, he already had a few in the can. So it's kind of like, I mean, I could like roll out the first new episode tomorrow or whatever, but it's like, shit, I need to, I find that I'm not rusty at all hosting, but I find that producing, I kind of need to get my legs back under me a little bit. And part of the issue is like for all these years or whatever that I haven't been doing a show, I would sort of, if I see someone that I'm like, okay, when I get the show back up and running, I want to talk to this person. So like I had quite a few, for anyone who listens to Been All of America, I would recognize as sort of the guests of the milieu of a meat eating horse type guest or a Pearl Jr. or the Michael Jackson death hoax, like people that it's like, where the fuck did you find this person? So I've had these people. Then so far it hasn't, they haven't been able to sort of pin them down necessarily yet. So it's a little harder than I kind of remember. It's different nowadays. Everybody, there's so many podcasts that it's like back when I first started, it's like people, they had more time because they were on any other shows or anything. So they were like, what, you want to talk to me? Yeah, sure. Whatever. But now it's like, oh, well, I'm already booked like three shows like in the next month or whatever, and I have a life, so I can't do that. So I find it a little bit harder to sort of get rolling. I liken this to, I don't know if it was with you guys or with Greg Bishop that I was talking about, this is kind of like working out. It's kind of like being I used to be a long distance runner, believe it or not, when I was high school. So it was like, it's kind of like that. Once you get going and you're running on a regular basis, it kind of just goes. But when you just try and start up and start running again, you get kind of a little winded. So I need to sort of get back into the cycle of like, okay. And I felt a little overwhelmed too, because like the fucking website needs to be all fixed up. It's like my graphics are all out. It's like, there's a lot of shit that I've let go over the years that I think I may just eventually start rolling the new shows out and be like, follow along as we revamp the website and over the next few months. And as now we have a new logo. Like, so instead of trying to get all the fucking shit together before we roll out the show. So it's kind of like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, a lot of stuff. And once we kind of get going, I guess my deal is like, I don't want to just roll out like a couple episodes and then fucking go away for like 6 months. Like, it's like, I want to, when I come back, we're coming back fucking on a weekly basis, for at least 6 months, let's say, for the foreseeable future. So, yeah. So but that's why it's kind of like, when I set that date to come back, it was like, oh shit. No, I'm not confident enough. I'm not ready to run the mile yet. So it's, but I'm getting closer. I'm feeling pretty good. Just did a great show last night. I've got a really good one booked for Monday night with a really fantastic guest. And so it's, like I said, I'm getting closer and closer to being able to run that mile. But I got to look into how to do this. I may be doing some on-the-spot interviews coming up this weekend, because I'm going to be heading up to Whitehall, New York, for the Whitehall Sasquatch Festival.
Lucky. Yes,
which is an amazing event. It really is. I fell in love with this event because it's like along a river. It's like this big public park with like a big gazebo and a big like sort of community building. That's where like the bathrooms and everything are, and sort of Bigfoot artifacts and stuff, and a overlooking thing on the water that the speakers do their presentation inside this giant gazebo, and like a million vendors, like, just I love the vendors, even though it's like they're half of them are always just selling like soap or like jewelry.
Dude, I love it too. I buy it all too. One of my favorite thing to do at those especially the little conferences is to buy the worst folk art ever.
Yes.
I always have stacks of it over the corner of my room. That I mean, when I bring it home, I'm like, why am I hanging that? It's awful.
It's a fantastic event. It has a beer garden with like live music and bands and shit and food trucks, and it's just. And then at the end of the day, they have this huge fucking. They bring all these people up and they do their Sasquatch calls, and it's a contest. I was a judge a couple of years ago, so it's a pretty cool. They actually covered it on ESPN a few years ago, so it's like a really unique and weird and funny and just goofy end of the day. So it's a lot of fun. And last year I taped a bunch of interviews that went out on my Facebook, and now that I have the Banal of America YouTube channel, and everybody who's listening, if you could get over to the Banal of America YouTube channel and subscribe, that would be great. We appreciate it. We're trying to get those subscription numbers up so we can do more shit. Like, you got to have a certain amount of subscribers to do certain things. So we're trying to get that up. So get over to Banal of America on YouTube and subscribe. And I think I got to check if I could do this through my phone. I'll probably be fucking around like on Thursday night, and you'll see me drunkenly broadcast on YouTube to test it out. But I want to see if I can get on my phone through StreamYard and go right to the YouTube. And if I can do that, you know, see, Surfiel's not even sure. Yeah, it's crazy. But I might, either it'll be on Facebook or something like that. But I may, if I can go live on the YouTube, especially, there's a good chance I'll interview some folks who are at the event.
The YouTube.
The YouTube. Grandpa.
Yes, times have changed a little bit, Tim.
There you go. But on YouTube.
Hey, Tim was Tim shared this earlier, the link to the YouTube version of this, and I told him he needed to do a TikTok. So,
Let's get Tim Banal on TikTok.
Yep.
Someone says we believe in Banal. That's there you go. That's
in Banal we trust. Yeah,
in Banal we trust.
You could do live stuff at Strange Realities too.
We could.
We could have a squatch yelling contest too.
Oh, absolutely, man. Right? They don't own that.
Then we have a squawk calling contest.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yes. There we go.
Oh, that just consists of crying or something. Like,
that's really good.
I'll just watch Terms of Endearment, and then I'll, you know,
a squawk on a squawk.
Great movie.
Terms of Endearment.
It gets me every time.
I think that's the first time a conspiratorial Terms of Endearment has ever come up. So thank you.
Look, I can talk about it for about an hour. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. So good.
Wow.
Shirley MacLaine, Nicholson, Deborah Winger, Jeff Daniels.
Yes.
James L. Brooks and his diamond and hard rock ears. It's a perfect movie. Wow. Shot in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay, sorry.
It's a movie about people.
It's a movie about people.
It is. So
Strange Realities is all about people as well.
Boom, boom.
There you go. Strange people.
Hopefully it won't be as sad as Terms of Endearment.
It's nice to have a cry.
All right, guys, this has been excellent. I just want to just finish up by everybody, please tell where you guys can be found. We'll start with you, Tim.
All right. Banalofamerica.com is the website. Stay tuned to there. We were laughing about it on the Paramania things. Like, people don't even, if you go to the fucking website, you have no idea any of this is going on. It's like the website hasn't changed for like a year. So I got to get on there and just be like, hey, we're doing shit over at the YouTube. So banalofamerica.com. If you want to keep up with me on a general basis, just go to Banal on Twitter or Banal of America on Facebook. And if you want to read my stuff at Coast to Coast, I mean, that's my job. That's what I'm doing now. It's like all this, it's funny. People like, oh, you're not podcasting anymore. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, I write for fucking the biggest radio show in the country for paranormal. Like, get on over there. We got tons of stuff. So I'm pretty much covering everything under the sun for Coast to Coast, every day, pretty much Monday through Friday. I can honestly say, if you want to keep up with what's going on in the world of the paranormal, you really want to be reading the stuff that I'm putting out, because I'm fastidious about finding the weirdest, most far-flung, obscure stuff that I haven't found anywhere else. Because sometimes if I see something in a few places, I'm like, fuck it. Why? You know, somebody else already covered that, you know. So it's like, what's going on over in Bolivia right now? And it's like, oh, they found a weird creature? Like, let's get this thing out there to people. So, yeah, if you want the cutting-edge paranormal news, go to coasttocoastam.com and check it out under the articles section of the website.
All right. And Kiki?
KikiDombrowski.com is my website. I don't know if I've done much on there lately. You can find me on Facebook. Just search for Kiki Dombrowski. I'm trying to be a little more active on Instagram, Kiki Dombrowski 333. And that's the same name. You can follow me on Threads as well. I've got the Pagan Pride Day in Nashville. I'll be teaching at that. I don't remember the date. It's like the second Saturday.
October 7th.
Yes, October 7th. And then stay tuned. I don't have a release date yet, but I will be putting out another book in the future called Transformative Tarot. So, yeah, cool. Stay in touch with me through all those Kiki Dombrowski things that I just listed off.
All right. And Joshua Cutchin.
JoshuaCutchin.com. Them old ways never died. Out now. Write me for a copy, and we'll start a conversation, or just show up to Strange Realities. Even better.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah. Give yourself a signed hot copy.
Hot. I definitely want a copy.
And Steve Berg.
Yeah. Well, you can follow me on social media. God damn it. Put all you got in my head. Making me into a grandpa. I am a grandpa. Anyways, I'm sorry. Bergmaster5000 is where you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. And then I have a podcast called High Strangeness, like HI, Strangeness. And you rascal. Oh, you guys. But it's, you know, yeah, I'm talk about weird stuff and my passion for it, and have some pretty fun guests. So I'm having an absolute ball doing it. And check it out if you want.
All right. Excellent, awesome. Guys. And,
it's feeling really real now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, man. It is.
It's really exciting.
And I just want to say, I mean, I feel like we all agree, like, these guys work so hard to do this thing. And, you know, like, I hope you guys, you know, like, you realize this is like the event of the year. It's, you know, with all my favorite people talking about my favorite things in the world. And you guys, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. And, like, guys, really, I cannot express how great this weekend is. So get your tickets, man. They will be going fast.
Thank you for being a part of it, Steve.
Absolutely. And, such an honor.
We just want to say we are going to be doing these. We'll be doing four more of these every Tuesday until the 24th. And then the conference will be upon us. So next week, I'm going to have Tobias Whalen. We're going to be doing 3 p.m. Central Time with him. And then at 7 p.m. Central Time, Mallory Sawinski, Ren Collier, and Nathan Isaac will be joining us. So we will be doing a show with them. And then stay tuned for other episodes where we do the same format with all the guests. Again, as you can see at the bottom of the screen, strangerealitiesconference.com. Tickets are $70 for in-person. We also have $40 day rates too. So if you want to come in on Friday or just on Saturday, you pay $40 for that. $30 for the whole thing to stream online. So strangerealitiesconference.com. Should also mention, since we're streaming now, tomorrow night, the 27th, we will be doing our next online event, or probably our last online event of the year, with Marco Azevedo about the spark and the vessel.
Part two
of that, of what we did. I think, did we do that last year? I think, Serfiel. So, join us for that as well. Tickets are $10 for that. Those are on Eventbrite, but you can also become a Conspiracy Patreon, and you, that will get you into that as well if you're at the $10 level. So, okay, guys, I want to thank all you guys for being a part of this, and come join us. Strange Realities Conference, November 3rd through 5th. Be there.
Nashville, Tennessee, StrangeRealitiesConference.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.